Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to West Elementary Kindergarten teacher Lisa Thomas about Autism Awareness Month.
You mentioned you have one student in particular in your class who is autistic. Things I wanted to ask you, Lisa, that I guess that most Marion County listeners, Knoxville listeners, wouldn't really know is what's the big difference between working with a kid who is autistic as opposed to a kid that is not autistic, especially when it comes to being in kindergarten and being this young?
You just have to realize that when they were born, their brain was made differently. And that's exactly how I explain it to the rest of the kids in the classroom. I just say, the little girl I have now is Ava. And I said, you're going to notice Ava uses different things when she's learning than you learn, because her brain was made different and she needs different things to learn. And I tell them, so it doesn't mean that I think Ava's more special. It just means I give her what she needs to learn and I give you what you need to learn. And just finding what those things are that you give each child what they need to do their best job. So
now when it comes to meeting their parent, what's the difference there that most parents who have never dealt with autism don't know?
So a lot of times they'll mention how much the other kids are fond of Ava, and a lot of times they feel like it's their job to take her under their wing, you know, to kind of watch out for her. Although I do remind them, I tell them that, you know, you're in kindergarten and so is Ava, so, you know, you need to be treating her just like you treat your friends. You know, just because Ava in our classroom uses an iPad to speak, so some of the sounds she makes are not the sounds that regular kindergartners make. And I remind them, you know, you treat her just like other kindergartners. Sometimes they want to talk to her in a baby voice, and I'll remind them, you know, Ava's just a kindergartner, just like all your friends, so make sure you're treating her the same. But they just adore her. They love it when she comes in the morning. Usually she's one of the later ones to come in, and everybody says hi, and she leaves midday. She goes to Homestead in the afternoon, and they're sad to see her go, but they love having her in the classroom.
So then my next question would be, what is the most enjoyable part? Because a lot of times you get the stigma where it's dealing with or how do you change what you're doing or counteract, but what's the most enjoyable part about being able to teach a child with autism?
Finding what they enjoy most and being able to integrate that into their learning. Ava's loves bubble guppies and she loves Dora, and we've learned that, you know, if we can integrate those things into her learning, she likes to do her work for a brief period and then she gets a chance to do some activities that involve books with those characters, or she loves to build. She's got some blocks with princesses and characters, sea creatures. That's really kept her interested and motivated to continue, you know, working. And the kids have noticed that Ava gets breaks just like they'd get breaks. They said ours is just longer. They wait till the afternoon for their center time. She has just lots of mini center time. So I think autism awareness is not just for adults, it's for kids too. I mean, and it begins at preschool, it begins in kindergarten, and it's just how you approach it.
What do you tell parents who just find out that the child is autistic, who just get the diagnosis? A lot of times, like I said, it's the stigma where it's a bad thing and it's a life-changing. What would you say to those parents who just find out?
That's funny, because I just saw a post on Facebook, and it's a parent of someone who has an autistic child, and it said, basically, once you realize your child's mind works differently, you're opened up to a whole new world. I mean, you just have to realize it's not going to be normal. It's going to be amazing. And it is amazing when I hear Ava say new phrases or learn new things. It is amazing.
Is there anything else that you'd want to tell Marion County listeners about autism awareness, especially Autism Awareness Month?
Autism isn't a disease. It's just something that some kids are born with, and those kids aren't any less special or any more special than another child. They just learn differently, and they're just as amazing as all the other kids in my classroom.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.